You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed do not represent the views of management or Red Zebra Broadcasting.
Hello, welcome listeners to the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour. We're here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. and we try to cover a full range of subjects on health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle and exercise, and anything that interests you. We'll give you helpful suggestions and try to spice it up with some controversies as well. And a reminder that these shows are available through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. You can go on there and access through the archives any of the shows of interest to you. Now, during this hour, we're going to cover several topics, and I hope they're of interest. Last week, we talked about going to the doctor. We can repeat some of that information if that's of interest, how to be prepared, what to take. What I'd like to do today is talk a little bit about the kinds of tests and checkups that you should be getting, depending on age, of course, and depending on gender, what those tests mean, how to ask for them, how to discuss them with your physician, and some very simple tests that you can do at home on yourself, and the ones that you should talk to your doctor about. We'll also cover headaches, as much information as we can with some of the natural remedies, and we will wind up with some of the green advice, what I call green stuff, about Village Green and going green. So let's start out with tests and regular checkups, and I'm going to start from the top. I'm a dental hygienist as well as a licensed dietitian nutritionist. So let's begin with the mouth. Visit your dental hygienist and dentist once or twice a year for checkups, and depending on findings, depending on the status of your periodontal tissues, the bone that surrounds your teeth, and the gums, it's called periodontal tissues, based on that status, you may have to go more frequently. Brush after meals with a toothbrush that has a soft or medium bristle. Use toothpaste regularly. You can get natural toothpaste, particularly if you're sensitive to some of the commercial toothpastes. Use dental floss every day. Eat fewer sweets, especially between meals. And do not smoke or chew tobacco products. That is an issue that's very dear to our hearts. We've had people in our family who have had the oral cancers, and they are devastating. And even a small exposure of tobacco increases your risk for oral cancers significantly. Hearing. It's very important to get your hearing checked, especially as people get over 50. But if you have a high-risk profession, like being a musician, or you just listen to music very loudly, you may want to be checked far sooner than that. It's very easy to get that exam done. Vision. As we age, our vision changes, but many of us that are younger have vision problems as well. So you want to get an eye evaluation, both through an optometrist, but also an ophthalmologist, particularly as you get older. You may need to see an ophthalmologist, even one who is a retinal specialist, if you have problems, if you're seeing spots or black spots or sparkles through your vision. That's coming without bumping your eyeball. If you're seeing those kinds of what we might call brighter than floaters. Floaters are something you see in your visual field, especially when you look at something white. But if you're really seeing dark spots or bright flashes, you need to get to an ophthalmologist immediately. Glaucoma. After age 45, glaucoma becomes more common. And therefore, again, as we're getting older, we need to have it checked. It's a very easy exam. And you're more likely to be at risk for glaucoma if you have diabetes. So if you're 20 and you have diabetes, you need to be checked for glaucoma. And most people with diabetes understand the absolute importance of the eye exam. If you have a family history of glaucoma, then that also increases your risk. If you're over 65, the increased risk is exponential. But if you're African American and over 40, your risk is much greater for glaucoma. So when you go in for your exam, just ask your doctor what is recommended based on the exam you've had. And last week, as I said, we talked about keeping records. I'll remind you, every time you go for a health visit, regardless of what that visit is, record it just on a table, just insert a table on a document, and enter the date, who you saw, what the exam evaluation was about, and what the findings were, and what your plan of action or your next step is. And then keep another little sheet of when you get your next exam. So it's a little tick-off sheet that you can look at very easily. What else do we want to look at? Of course, we want to look at blood pressure. You can take your own blood pressure. You can certainly get it done in pharmacies, but you should definitely have it checked. And if you have blood pressure problems, it's much more important that you get a good home unit and take your blood pressure when you get up, after eating, after exercising, when you're feeling relaxed, when you're feeling stressed. Those numbers are much more significant to your healthcare practitioner than the one number that is taken in the office. Quite frequently, it is artificially high. It's called white coat syndrome. I try to wait until patients have been in the office for a half hour with me. They're relaxed, they're talking, and then I take the blood pressure. But some individuals, the minute that cuff goes on their arm, their blood pressure goes up. So it's something you can record. Cholesterol readings, and we've talked about this before, and you can get a far more sophisticated cardiovascular risk panel. It includes not just the typical triglycerides, cholesterol, LDL, HDL, and ratios, but it includes a lot of other factors. I want to emphasize that elevated triglycerides in the blood is not a fat problem. Triglycerides being elevated usually indicates a glucose control problem, because glucose rising quickly in the bloodstream causes an excess release of insulin, which then converts some of that glucose to triglycerides, which are fats. It gets stored on the LDL, bad cholesterol. It raises the bad cholesterol, raises cholesterol, and gets stored around the middle, what we call belly fat, the abdominal fat. So I still find patients coming to me with high triglycerides who are put on medications to lower cholesterol. The problem here is glucose control. And just a reminder, when you get a blood test for lipids or glucose, you have to be fasting overnight. It won't be useful. I just had a patient this week who was urgently recommended to take one of the statin medications because her cholesterol, LDL, HDL, and triglycerides were significantly elevated. The first question I asked her is, were you fasting? And she said, no, they didn't tell me to fast. I said, it's irrelevant. You need to talk to the doctor, get a retest, because it was not reflecting a fasting state. So that's a good reminder for all of you. Some of the other cardiovascular markers, independent markers for cardiovascular disease, include lipoprotein little a, funny little indicator, but it's independent of cholesterol, and high levels mean higher risk. Homocysteine, you all have heard about that a lot. It is an inflammatory metabolite. It's a byproduct of metabolism that increases if our B vitamins are low, and it increases if there's infection or inflammation. And then, like a fire that spreads, homocysteine becomes inflammatory itself. Also, apolipoprotein B and apolipoprotein A1. A1's the good one, B's the bad one, not hard to remember. And that is a better designation of the quality of cholesterol. An even better or more finite test is called the lipoprotein particle size determination. And what that shows is whether you've got good or bad HDL or good or bad LDL. Believe it or not, the breakdown goes further. The other important one is C-reactive protein, high sensitivity. If you've got infections, whether it's gum infection, prostate infection, bladder infection, your C-reactive protein is going to go up and you are going to be at higher risk for cardiovascular disease long term. So we'll continue the rundown of studies to get done, evaluations, and tests. I'm reminding you that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living with Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Please stay with us, folks. We will be back after the break.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new and exclusive patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunotix 3 through 6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medical consultant for complete details.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from enzymatic therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. Acidophilus pearls from enzymatic therapy are available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back. This is The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and what we're discussing this evening is the testing that you can get done, some simple things you can do at home, the more complex tests, and the kinds of evaluations you should have to protect your health. Because protecting your health is not just about how you eat, supplementing wisely, exercising, and lifestyle. It's also about catching problems early, and that's what's important. So we mentioned a few things. We were talking about the cholesterol panel, and I'm just going to repeat what that panel is. It's a total cholesterol, HDL good cholesterol, LDL bad cholesterol, the ratio between the two, and triglycerides. And I'm going to remind you that triglycerides being elevated are really a sign of glucose control problems. They go up with sugar, caffeine, alcohol, stress, and if you're taking steroids for any reason, they go up as well as cholesterol. Independent risk factors that can be tested are C-reactive protein, called CRP, homocysteine, that lipoprotein little a, funny name, ApoA1 and B, fibrinogen, and the lipoprotein particle size determination. Now let's go back to some basics. when you go in for an exam evaluation, you should have this test done at least annually. A CBC with differential, that shows your red cells and your white cells, whether you have anemia factors, your platelets, whether you have elevated eosinophils, it can go up if you have allergies. So that's called a CBC, complete blood count with differential, meaning breakdown. We talked about the lipid panel, which can be part of a chem screen. And some people think that when they get blood work, that the term blood work means the same in every office. It doesn't. Each office determines what that panel includes. Generally, a metabolic panel or a chem screen will include a glucose reading. And I'll remind you that you have to be fasting for glucose levels to be valid. I tell patients to fast overnight, water only, for all tests. It never hurts a test if you're fasting, but many tests are invalid if you're not fasting. So in any case, you get the chem screen, it will have a glucose reading. It will show electrolytes like sodium, potassium, chloride, calcium. It will show liver functions, kidney functions, and it will measure protein and some immune factors from protein, albumin and globulin. So that is a typical chem screen. I notice that more physicians are getting more specific and also doing something called a GFR, which is a way of evaluating kidney function that's more thorough. So that's the basics, and that is something that you can ask about. And just write it down. Go into the doctor. I'm going to remind you of some of the hints we talked about last week. Keep a list of what your questions are, and on that list, ask about the test. Keep that list in front of your doctor. Make sure that your doctor, he or she, is reading it. And I will tell you that health practitioners, professionals, physicians always try to answer your questions. And if they're in writing, you have a very good chance of getting them answered. But please be brief. No long dissertations. No sentences. Just bullet points and a few words. Okay, what other tests can we do? Diabetes screening is important. I think we all know about the huge increase in diabetes, especially among the under 20 crowd, and it's directly related to diet, particularly the glycemic diet, which includes so many refined processed flour grains, breads, pasta, crackers, pretzels, cold cereals. We've talked about it before. That's the setup for diabetes. We want to eat real foods, whole foods, and grains that are in their whole grain state. Like real oatmeal, not instant. Like real cream of wheat, not instant. The real stuff like your grandmother made. Okay, so if you have a family member with diabetes, if you are overweight, if you have a BMI that's approaching 30, and we're going to talk about BMI, or you had diabetes when you were pregnant, assuming you're a female, if you have any of these issues, you're at high risk and you need to be tested. And the test is not just the hemoglobin, is not just the glucose level, the fasting glucose, but it is the hemoglobin A1C. And what that is hemoglobin swollen with sugar. That's hemoglobin swollen with sugar. And that'll be a very good test to have done. You might even need a TB test, and that's something to talk about, especially if you've been in contact with someone who has it, or you just moved from Asia, Africa, Central or South America, or the Pacific Islands. Kidney failure. If you've had kidney failure, HIV, or alcoholism, a TB test is important, or if you use injectable illegal drugs. There are lots of tests for finding out about cancer, and monitoring tests for those who have had cancer to see that they are still in remission. Mammograms, breast exams are the most important that women can do. Mammograms, MRIs, there are ultrasounds. Discuss with your physician, your gynecologist, which kind of exam you should have. Cancer of the cervix, we know about pap smears, they're very important. And you must continue having these throughout the life cycle. Even if you've had a hysterectomy, you still have a pap smear. Now, colon cancer. Interestingly, if you have colon cancer in someone in your family, whatever their age is, you subtract 10 years, and that means that's the age at which you should get evaluated. In our family, one of my brother-in-laws in his mid-40s was found to have cancer of the colon. He asked for the test. He had no signs or symptoms. He didn't have a positive hemagglutinin. He just wanted to have the thorough test. And a very virulent colon cancer was found in the distal colon. He lost some of his colon, went under treatment. And that means anybody in the family who is 10 years younger needs to be evaluated. And most of the family members that have been evaluated have been found to have polyps, some of them more serious than others. So sometimes you don't think you have family history. This is a large family. It had no family history. Not until he got evaluated, and lo and behold, not everyone, but certainly most of the rest of the family was at higher risk. Now, what else can you do in evaluations? We talked about the colon cancer, and you want a colonoscopy, not the sigmoidoscopy. That only goes part way. If you're going to have it done, you have the colonoscopy. It's very easy to do. Anyone will tell you exactly what I'm telling you. The preparation for it is the worst part. The event itself is relatively easy. In fact, most people are in twilight and they're a little bit asleep, so it doesn't even matter. Let's go back to the mouth, oral cancer. Your doctor, your dentist can check this. Everybody should be checking the head and neck. And oral cancer is becoming more and more common. So ask your dental hygienist and your dentist and your physician if they're checking for that. Prostate cancer. That is increasing exponentially. You definitely need to get a PSA. And the recommendations are for men over 50. But you might want to consider it if it's in your family, perhaps younger in African Americans. And it doesn't matter. You're an individual. If you're 35 and you've got it in your family, get the test, even if you have to pay for it yourself. The PSA is the blood test, and there are two kinds to get, total PSA and free PSA. You will need to ask for that, total and free PSA. It is not necessarily automatic, and if you're under 50, you're definitely going to have to lobby to get that one done. Skin cancer, get to a dermatologist. If you have a mole that changes, a freckle that changes, get to a dermatologist, have it evaluated. Do not wait. These are very easy cancers to treat when they're first found. And with melanoma, it is a death sentence if it goes further. So that's why it's so important. And let's talk about some tests that you can do at home. First of all, you can measure your waist, and you're supposed to be relaxed and breathing out when you measure your waist, not sucking everything in as hard as you can. That waistline will tell you a whole lot about your health. Women should have a waistline at 30, but if your waistline is 35 inches, you're in trouble and you are overweight. Men should keep it closer to 35, and if you're at 40 inches or higher, you're at trouble. The other thing you can measure is your waist-hip ratio. And you can go and Google these. You can put waist-hip ratio calculator, and you will come up with many places where you can just write down what these numbers are. If you have an elevated waist-hip ratio, which for men is above a ratio of 0.8, for women it's above a ratio of 0.7. If you have an elevated ratio, that increases your risk for cardiovascular disease, and you've got what we call the apple shape. The other thing you can measure is body mass index, BMI. And again, Google body mass index calculator. It is your weight relative to height, meaning you either have to grow taller or lose weight. And most people can't grow taller after puberty. So go ahead and get the calculator out, put it in. Here are the good figures. You want to be no higher than 25 on a BMI unless you have an extremely large frame. And your wrist measure is an indicator of frame size. So if your BMI is over 30, you're in trouble. At 25 to 30, you are overweight. At 30 to 35, you are now the beginning of obese. 35 to 40, and above 40, you are morbidly obese. So we've covered a lot of information on tests. We're going to talk about a few more, and then we'll cover headaches. If you stay with us after the break, we promise to cover as much as possible. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Are you taking a calcium supplement to prevent bone loss? Be careful. You may be kidding yourself. Calcium by itself is not enough. That's why Village Green Apothecary recommends Pathway Bone Guardian, a unique formulation that contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxyapatite, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. Acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy are available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Question: how's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck?
Ah.
Bigger question: how are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamed from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. Zyflamed is a patented herbal therapeutic that leverages the natural inflammation modulating properties of traditional herbs like turmeric, ginger, and holy basil. Zyflamed is clinically tested, doctor recommended, and is now being studied by many of America's leading medical institutions. So the next time somebody asks, how's your back? Just answer Zyflamed, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxyapatite, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Hi folks, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour. And we've been talking about getting tested, what you can do, what you can discuss with your physician. And we talked about some simple tests at home. Measure your waist. Ladies, if it isn't 30, and it's if it isn't 30, it should be. If it's creeping to 35, you're in trouble. Men, if it isn't 35, it should be. And if it's 40 or more, you're in trouble. Simple to measure your waist, do the waist-hip ratio. And you can measure your wrist and determine frame size. Again, you can Google all of these and get little calculators. What you want is an ideal waist-hip ratio. If it's elevated, meaning the waist is greater than the hip, an elevated waist-hip ratio, that's an apple shape, and that's the problem shape as compared to the pear shape. Now, what are some other tests that can be done and that you should discuss with your physician? You should have at least a simple EKG, but as you get older and if there's family history, an echo or a stress EKG, there are different kinds of evaluations, even including a heart scan. all of that depends on your history and the initial findings. It is something to talk to your physician about. But a simple EKG would be really a mandatory part of your complete physical examination. And that's what we're talking about here. A complete physical examination from head to toe, where you also have blood work done, an EKG, and any other kind of screening. If you have family history of carotid artery disease, where people have blocked carotids, those are the vessels that are in your neck and go up to the brain, there's a very easy test. It's an ultrasound, and that can be done usually by offices that do cardiovascular screening. So a carotid artery ultrasound would definitely be able to detect problems. Another exam you can have is a sputum exam for determining the very first signs of lung cancer. By the time someone has signs or symptoms from lung cancer, a terrible cough, blood coughing up, pain, it is advanced. You cannot wait for pain for most kinds of cancer. The pain is late stage. It is not early stage. And a sputum exam is really coughing up mucus, and it's sent to the lab, and they can identify those first cells. Again, very treatable, whereas late stage lung cancer is not nearly as treatable, and the treatments are pretty hard to go through. So the issue as far as smokers, I would tell you, you should get this exam and perhaps have a chest x-ray, discuss this with your physician every year. It isn't if you're going to get lung cancer, it's when you're going to get it. And by doing the exam, you know that you're doing everything you can, other than giving up smoking, if you're still smoking, to at least try to catch it early. But I think every smoker knows that giving up the smoking is the solution. Also, what is not on most people's list is an osteopathic chiropractic evaluation. Osteopaths are doctors of osteopathy. They are physicians. MDs and DOs are the licensed physicians in most states. And osteopaths have additional training beyond the medical education in the body and how it works, and muscles, and exercise, physical therapy. So an osteopath or a chiropractor can evaluate your body. If you're having back pain, this is what you need to do preventively. Don't wait till things hurt. Try to do this preventively. I consider it as important as going to the dental office twice a year. Think of it as preventive. They can give you exercises. They can identify problems. Perhaps refer you to a podiatrist. Another evaluation, especially as you get older, because the podiatrist and or the chiropractor and or the osteopath can help you with orthotics, inserts for your shoes that will help you with your foot, whether you have pronation or you have problems with your feet, because you're standing on those feet, and if they're off, the rest of you is off. So get a body check. So I think we've covered that subject, you know, quite thoroughly. We will continue to talk about these issues. I'd like to cover a little bit now about headaches. First of all, 28 million Americans suffer from headaches, and that's pretty huge. Migraines account for an enormous loss of time from work, school, and daily activities, and a significant majority of patients report severe disability due to migraine headaches. 80% of the patients rate the debilitating headaches as severe, whereas 23% have sought emergency room treatment. That's pretty significant, and 39% have pain so severe that they are bedridden for days. I'm sure you know people like this if you yourself do not have these issues. So what we want to talk about is some of the natural approaches to headaches. And the first place to look is structure. I have all of my patients stand in front of me. I look for that high shoulder or the scapula, the shoulder blades, if they're sort of stuck, or back, if they're crooked. Many people look like they're twisted, and they don't realize it. At home, you can take a look at yourself. Stand naked or in your underwear in front of the mirror and look at your shoulders. Are they straight? Stand and look at your side view. Is your head jutted forward or are your ears nicely aligned over your shoulder? Posture is how we carry ourselves. We want to do exercise, yoga, Pilates, as much exercise, body work, massages as we can in order to keep our bodies working well. We only have one body. Okay, we have a lot of friends, a lot of relatives, a lot of family, but we have only one body and we've got to take care of it. So the first thing we look at for headaches, and I will evaluate, are there trigger points in the neck area, the shoulder area? That means blood is flowing through tight muscled areas and you're not getting the blood flow to your head and neck area. Sure, you're going to have a headache. And a lot of people will get stress headaches when they stiffen their jaw or they grind, called temporal mandibular joint dysfunction. It isn't hard. Again, a little test you can check at home. Put your fingers where your ears meet your face in that space and press in a little. You'll feel the jaw. Then open your jaw and close it naturally. If it's clicking, you know you've got problems there. And that might be that you're grinding during the day and or night, and a night guard would be helpful. This can certainly trigger headaches that go up the side of the head to the crown of the head. The other thing to do is to jut your jaw out and open and close it. And if you find you don't have the click, then you know that a mouth guard will be helpful for you. Also notice when you open your jaw, look in the mirror and just open it slowly and close it slowly. And it may help to put a little dot in the middle of your chin. And watch how that dot moves side to side. The temporal mandibular joint is the only bilateral joint in the body that has to work simultaneously. It's kind of like hinges on the door. The top part of the door doesn't open first and then the bottom part. But most of us are not exactly even on each side. You've seen the trick of putting a mirror up and the person looks different. You can look at yourself in the mirror. You might notice an eyebrow is higher on one side or the eyes aren't quite parallel or the ears aren't. Well, if that's the case, that jaw is trying to open with one hinge set in too far, one hinge set out too far. And that's where you're going to get the creaking. You're going to get the clicking. You're going to get the soreness. And when you're under stress, you might get the headaches from it. So the first thing we look at is structure when it comes to headaches. And a good osteopath and chiropractor, a massage therapist can help you with that. And your dentist and dental hygienist can also help you with the TMJ. What about foods? What kinds of things can provoke headaches? Well, there are a lot of foods that can provoke headaches. Nitrite-containing foods, and those are the deli foods, bacon, bologna, ham, corned beef, pepperoni, sausage, frankfurters, etc. So we have what we call a headache list, and what that means is if you have headaches, you better start looking at your diet and seeing if some of these foods either cause it or aggravate it. And for most people, they're aggravating situations. So if you're already under stress, you've got TMJ problems, you're uptight, and uptight means that you hold your shoulders high like the tortoise and your neck gets squished in. That is our uptight, stressful posture. Learn to stretch your neck up and pull your shoulders down and stretch your shoulders back to alleviate it. So some more foods that can aggravate these headaches. Alcoholic beverages, especially beer, wine, Sauternes, sherry, etc. Monosodium glutamate. It is not a flavor enhancer. It tells the brain that something tastes good. It is an agent that alters the brain's perception of flavor. I call it the first addicting drug. And we really don't want it in the diet. That's accent. It's in bouillon. It's in calcium caseinate. It is not required to be on the label. If accent or yeast extract is used in the substance that you are consuming, you may not know it's in there. We have lobbied for years to get MSG labeled, and we hope that will occur. Chocolate, tea, coffee, colas, and those aged foods, cheeses, salami, wine, brewer's yeast, malt beverages, they can all aggravate headaches. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the natural remedies You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the evening. Stay with us. We'll be back for the last segment.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. Acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy are available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Have you ever known someone who fractured their hip? It's a common injury in older women and can be life-threatening. You can help prevent bone loss by taking Pathway Bone Guardian. Their unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. For 3 days only, they're offering a buy one, get one free special on Pathway Bone Guardian. To take advantage of this limited opportunity, visit Village Green Apothecary and mention this radio ad now through Saturday, October 27th.
Zymogen has over 25 years of experience in providing quality professional supplements to healthcare practitioners. As an independent health sciences company, Zymogen has introduced numerous innovations to the functional medicine community. Each formula is researched and developed based on the overwhelming demands of our customers. The Zymogen name represents quality, innovation, and exclusivity. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, Maryland for our full line of products.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, welcome back, everybody. You are with The Essentials of Healthy Living, and I'm Dana Lake, your host. We've been having some nice discussions about health, and I found a quote from Jackie Mason that I like. It's no longer a question of staying healthy, it's a question of finding a sickness you like. Kind of like that. That sounds like modern times. Okay, we were talking about headaches and some of the problems, and I also wanted to mention that beyond those foods that I listed as the headache foods, which are the nitrites, the deli meats, the monosodium glutamate containing items, and again, Google this, you'll get a big list of all the MSG containing foods, all of the nitrite containing foods, alcoholic beverages, chocolate, caffeine, and aged foods like cheeses, tofu, can actually aggravate headaches. There are a lot of other foods that can be implicated, and if you're really having trouble with headaches, it's worth getting off of them. The nightshades, that's tomatoes, potatoes, green, red, and yellow peppers, and eggplant, as well as tobacco, can increase inflammation, and for some people, they can be subject to headaches. So that gives you some idea of what you can look out for. Now, what can you do about it? Well, first of all, relaxation techniques. It's not always easy when we're under stress to immediately relax, but yoga, stretching, relaxing, stretching that neck, pulling the shoulders back, a good massage, deep breathing exercises, or a soak in a warm tub where you have dumped 2 cups of Epsom salts. It's an Epsom salt bath. We call it a detox bath, a relaxing bath. It's wonderful. It relaxes your whole body. Drink water. Dehydration is a very common cause of headaches for people not drinking enough water. And this is true, especially if you're an athlete, especially if you're out exercising on a hot day. My favorite number one choice of supplements for headaches is magnesium. Magnesium affects 3/4 of all the enzymes in the body. It relaxes muscles and vessels. And what we usually see with headaches is uptight tension, vasospasms, or spasms in the muscles. Now, there are lots of forms of magnesium. Something called TriMag is one of my favorite. It's a Pathways product at Village Green. But they also carry a product called Magnesium Taurate, T-A-U-R-A-T-E. It is magnesium and taurine combined. And taurine helps drive magnesium into the cells so that we can relieve that spasm, relieve that pressure. I would consider magnesium the number one mineral to use, the number one nutrient to use. If somebody is taking a lot of calcium supplements without taking magnesium, they're going to promote more spasms. They can also promote more hard tissue or soft tissue calcification and kidney stones. So if you're taking the typical over-the-counter calcium supplement that has simply calcium and D, first of all, you get very poor utilization if you do not have at least half as much magnesium. But what you do is you promote magnesium deficiency. And we see many people with increased leg cramps, jumpy legs at night, spasms, Charlie horses, especially at night. Another supplement that has been shown in the literature to be helpful is CoQ10. We talk about that a lot. It's an antioxidant. It's important for the heart muscle function. It is the most important enzyme in the body because it's in the mitochondria, that's the furnace inside your cells, and it makes ATP, that's body electricity. So CoQ10 is the core of your energy manufacturing system, and that's going to have a huge effect on all the tissues. Now, interestingly enough, that ATP that CoQ10 makes, every place it's used, which is 3/4 of your enzymes, magnesium's needed. So we get back to magnesium, my favorite. Omega-3. Omega-3 fatty acids have a nice anti-inflammatory effect, and it can certainly alleviate headaches in many people. And we look for the fish oils that have the mercury removed. And that process, I would look to only Zymogen, Twin Lab, Carlson's, Nordic Naturals, Pathways brand. There are a few others that are also excellent, but you want ones that it brags on the label that the toxins are removed. Something called alpha-lipoic acid is also helpful. It, again, is an antioxidant, and it does a lot to clean the system out. And many people feel that our bodies get congested with toxins. And as much as that sounds like a hokey term, it really isn't. If you're not drinking water, if you're not taking nutrients in that help you eliminate, you've got a lot of metabolites and junk that keeps circulating around. It's like not having enough garbage bags to remove the garbage. So help your body get rid of it. Sweating is excellent. And if you get in a sauna and sweat, that's a good way to get rid of toxins. Another thing you can add is ginger, especially if inflammation is part of the cause of the headaches. Ginger is a wonderful, wonderful food and medicinal herb. And remember, most of our herbs, we talk about cinnamon, we talk about a lot of them, turmeric, all of these were medicinal agents originally. We think of them as flavoring agents, but they're medicinal agents. Now, there's another agent, a vitamin, B3 niacin, and I'm not talking about niacinamide. Niacin causes flushing, and it causes flushing because it dilates blood vessels. If you're having a headache that is related to vessel constriction, then niacin can alleviate that. Some people have headaches caused by vessel dilation, so you have to know yourself pretty well. And the flush feels just that way. If you gentlemen have never had a hot flash, if you take niacin, you'll know exactly what it feels like. You get just hot in the chest area. It goes up into the, it's in the core of the body and up in the chest area. And if you don't know what's happening, it can feel a little scary. But in any case, niacin is a remedy. Feverfew is another herb that's used. It has been a very, very reliable remedy for headaches. And of course, use chiropractic, massage, acupuncture. These are wonderful ways to get rid of headaches and to prevent them. If you start looking at a comprehensive approach to any ailment you have, you're going to find improvement. And now we've arrived to the green stuff. And there's an excellent book called From Living Green by Greg Horn. And it's just a nice piece of information on what we're going through in our culture. And he talks about everything from if you eat a healthy diet, then we're going to have a healthy planet. That eating, I thought this was a very good comment, that eating a healthy diet promoted a healthy planet. And of course, if all we ate was healthy food, the commercial food industry and the additives and preservatives would not be out there. Eat local foods. Grow your own foods. What's good for the planet is good for us. What's good for us is good for the planet. Some simple things you can do, and some of these conservation steps don't have to be complex. Cut back on energy use. Even small cuts add up. Turn off the light bulbs. We create 400 billion pounds of trash a year. I cannot even comprehend that number. Recycling at least will reduce some of it significantly. And if it really catches on and we get more legislation about recycling, we're going to put a dent in that. Say no to disposables and start using alternatives. Ceramic coffee mugs instead of the paper ones. Glass instead of plastic. Reusable shopping bags. I love my reusable shopping bags. They're light. You can fold them. I actually use them to travel with. They carry things very nicely, not just your groceries. Go chemical-free and household cleaning supplies. That's really important. Avoid pesticides and herbicides. Go natural. Weeds are green after all. And you shouldn't have a perfect lawn. We don't want to have a perfect lawn. Slay the vampires, the energy vampires, and those are our appliances, our TVs, and our computers. Turn them off when not in use. When your computer's on, it's like leaving the lights on. So remind yourself to turn those off or set a timer so it's turned off, although the timer can use up electricity as well. So there's the conundrum. And think of computers like you would the light bulb. Vacuum your refrigerator coils twice a year. This is a new one, but it makes them more efficient. And that is not something we think to do. So when you go to change your filter, put a reminder every few months that you should also take a look at your refrigerator coils and clean those. Set the hot water heater at no more than 120 degrees and keep your freezer relatively full. It will work better. The cold food keeps the other cold food cold. So that makes sense. Very simple things to do. And go on MyVillageGreen.com, and you can buy some green power through MyVillageGreen.com, and it can be a combination of wind and methane, or it can be either 100% wind or methane. I just want to thank all of you for being with us each week, and I want to remind you that you can access this show or any of the shows through MyVillageGreen.com. This is Dana Lake in Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and good evening.